You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. How's everything going?
It's going pretty well. How are you doing? Happy Thursday.
Not too bad. I mean, you know, it's one of those, it's a weird time for weather. You know, you get up in the morning, it's about 55, 54 degrees, something like that. Yeah. But, you know, all you have to do is wear a t-shirt and a shirt over it. You don't need a jacket or anything like that. It's kind of weird. I don't remember having to dress like this before.
It's summertime.
Of course, you know, other people were dressing me at the time.
Well, your boys help you out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they get up in the morning, dad's got a dress. Whose turn is it this time?
You take the pants, I'll take the shirt. You get the left shoe, I get the right shoe.
I'm assuming those days are coming for everybody. I'm going to do my own Joni Ernst here.
Oh, no. We're all going to die. Well, that's a nice thought. We have beautiful sunshine this morning, but it's hazy again. We've got some haze. We've got some smoke. There's some air quality alerts out today.
It's bad stuff. I don't know how long this is going to be hanging around the area. Huh?
I don't know. Yeah, a couple more days at least. Maybe more. Yeah, those fires are still raging, apparently.
Well, it's giving me a really good excuse just to stay home and not take a walk like I normally do each and every day.
Really?
Yeah, I do a mile around Middleton and... And I feel pretty good. It exercises your lower back, and that's what it's all about.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Good morning to Dominic. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Good to you. I'm wearing my polo. I have a little undershirt with that as well. It's also something new that I don't really wear a whole lot, so... I'm looking stylish. I'm feeling stylish.
Well, I feel like you are very stylish today.
It's a good look. Thank you. I mean,
it's a dramatic change from what we used to have.
Yeah, Sam had a selection of torn up t-shirts.
That he just wore while he was sleeping.
I remember my first day, I asked him, like, is there, you know, a dress code? And he's like, look at me. Like, there's no dress code.
Yeah. 9 minutes past the hour. Weather for today looks just fine. We're in the 50s this morning. It's a little cool, but not bad. And what is your Samsung WMDX watch predict?
Well, it says we have 53. It just went down a degree.
Yeah.
As I was watching it.
What's
watching?
Watching your watch?
Yes. Okay. High around 80 today and a low of 56 tonight. Pretty much like yesterday.
And what time is sunset tonight?
Well, the sunset is at, it keeps getting later and later.
Everybody wants to know. Yeah.
8:34.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Sun rose at 5:19 this morning.
Mm-hmm. And I think we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. We have Brittany back
from being on sick leave.
We should have Brittany back. We should.
All right.
We should.
All right. Okay. And then a little bit later on, attorney Jim Santel will join us.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We have a few questions for him.
Absolutely. Should we check the National Day calendar? No, we're going to skip that.
We have to at least see what days we're not going to talk about.
All right. We're not going to talk about National Ketchup Day. Why would we bring that up anyway?
I do want to say something about ketchup. Okay, I'm a big fan of ketchup. I love ketchup.
Yeah.
It's one of the best condiments ever. But I tell you what, you can certainly argue with a lot of people about that.
About use of ketchup?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put it on a hot dog.
See?
Oh, man.
See right there.
No.
That is like a very Chicago thing.
It is.
Oh, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
How about a brat?
In Wisconsin, we do.
Don't put it on a brat.
No, we put it on a brat up here in Wisconsin.
No.
Man, you,
that's lousy.
You haven't been, you know, north that's of terrible. The Cheddar Curtain long enough to only, understand the traditions
only
that we
25 have years or so, but yeah. No.
Well,
no,
I grew up here, and I've been here all my life, damn it, and I hate it.
So then I love it. What's your guys' favorite condiment, then? What is your favorite condiment, John? Or
ketchup.
Ketchup? Yours yeah. favorite?
Well, ketchup? I do use ketchup, but yes, I like mustard, too.
Yeah.
You know? But
no, I love mustard,
now,
too.
On a hot dog, I have done ketchup and mustard.
Okay,
that's
there
a good
go.
Combination.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
is,
mind
it's an
that.
Excellent combination.
But not on a brat.
I'm kind of morphing. I'm changing a little bit now. I'm skipping the bun. You know, I'm trying to lose calories. Watch my calorie. Okay. And then my wife is a big fan of Dusseldorf, Coop's Dusseldorf mustard. She says it tastes just like the mustard in Germany when she was there visiting her brother, who was in the service at the time.
Wow.
And she loves that stuff. And Woodman's was out of it for like a month, and she was freaking out. where's the Coop's Dusseldorf? Anyway, so Dusseldorf and brats. Highly, highly recommended now. I'm kind of addicted to that and no ketchup this time.
Yeah. Did they finally get the Coop's?
They did.
Mustard pack?
They finally got it, and I'm sure other stores might have it, but I don't go to other stores.
Okay. It's National Start Over Day. Don't know what that's about, but you know, if you need to start over something, today's the day. It's also, speaking of hot dogs and burgers, it's National Veggie Burger Day.
Oh, okay.
You like a veggie burger once in a while?
I really have tried the veggie burgers.
I keep trying them once in a while.
It's like not real meat or whatever the heck product it was. I can't remember now, but they had the burgers, you know, made for you already.
Yeah.
And in a package already sealed. I didn't like any of that. It was too fresh. I mean, it just didn't work for me. I thought maybe freeze the patties. They last longer that way. I can get to them without ruining the damn meat or whatever they call it.
Mm.
And I they're good, but I'm not a big fan of them.
How about you, Dom? You like veggie burgers?
I think for me, I just can't get with it.
Yeah?
I just cannot get with it. When I think of, you know, a dog, a hot dog, I just can't think of veggie correlating with hot dog.
Yeah.
It's just not something that's in my brain.
The problem I have with it is I think they just put too many spices in it.
Really?
To try to cover up or to make it taste like something.
Okay.
So,
let's
move on. These are days we're not going to talk about.
Nope, we're not going to talk about them. National Moonshine Day. Woo-wee. Get some white lightning. Moonshine. Anybody got a still around here?
Mountain Dew.
Nope. It's National Gingerbread Day. A lot of food days today.
Oh, I love gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Is that stuff. It?
That's it.
There's nothing underneath there?
Well, okay. Hang on
scroll a
second. A
little bit. Can you scroll?
I think I did already.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I checked
it
out
done.
Before, but yeah.
All right, because, you know, I was just starting to get into it again.
Well,
just kidding.
You want to talk about gingerbread?
No.
Your love of gingerbread? Okay. All right, let's get to the history items for today and the birthdays. What do you think, Dom?
Let's do it.
All right.
In 1968,
this is bad.
Oh,
this
Robert
is
F. Kennedy is assassinated.
All right.
Oh, God.
Not starting off.
I remember that
because
I was watching it live. You know, oh, man.
A lot of baby boomers remember that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a tough one for a lot of the teachers in school.
Very sad.
We were all in school when the news broke. So
this is Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
this happened late night in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was that night.
And and then he died the next
morning.
Sirhan.
Yep.
Who I believe is still in jail for that one.
Mm, okay.
Okay. What else?
I got to pay attention to the show. I got to listen to some of the details.
Okay.
Look, I'm just trying to adjust all the stuff we have today in front of me.
Well, you got a lot. So. We got a lot to get to.
All right.
And then I think on a lighter note, Elvis Presley performs Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Milton Berle.
Yeah, you can check that out online if you want.
Yeah.
It's good
stuff.
It's a
YouTube.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Any birthdays of note?
Birthdays. We got William Upjohn. For those who don't know who that is,
I don't know.
He invented the dissolvable pill.
So.
Well, it helps. It helps if they eventually dissolve.
It really is. It was an important invention.
Okay.
Then, and then we got Mark Wahlberg, 1971. Okay. So two completely, you know, of John and Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Wahlberg as an actor? Yeah, a lot of people don't like him.
What's he been in? Name some
movies. Oh man, is he in a lot of movies?
He's in almost every movie imaginable.
Right now, yeah, he's really hot.
Okay.
Well, he was in that one where wasn't he in the one where he's talking to the teddy bear?
Oh yeah. Ted.
Yeah.
Ted.
Yes, he was in Ted.
Yeah, that was
and that was good. Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good movie.
I like that.
Yes. And then we got Kenny G, 1956, saxophone player.
Sure. Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Elevator music. Wow. Now, a lot of people like Kenny G. Not one of them, but, you know. But women seem to love him, right? Right?
No, I don't think so. I think they're more sophisticated than that. Let's not shame people for liking Kenny G.
I was gonna put a song, but now that you guys said that, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, you can play something.
I mean, yeah.
Do you have something?
Still, you know, maybe somebody wants to get up and go back to sleep.
You can play something.
That's what this program is all about: serving everybody.
All right. Well, maybe not. Really? Okay, we got a text in here Mark, by the way.
Beyond Beef.
Phone lines and text lines are open, 608-879-8255. Mark said
Beyond Beef burgers aren't too horrible for a beef replacement, high in sodium. And I think that was one of the problems I had with it, Mark. I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But if they had just frozen the patties instead of making them fresh, because you don't always just, you know, reach out for a hamburger, right? You know, it's a special time, you know, maybe once or twice a month, something like that. You have a hamburger. But Beyond Beef, they didn't freeze them. They were just raw.
Yeah. What was the other popular hamburger that they first came out with? The veggie burger. You remember?
Oh,
it's still around.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember the name of it, though. I have one of those once in a while. It's not bad.
Those aren't bad, but again, they're loaded up. And like Mark says, they do have a lot of sodium, and definitely have to watch the sodium intake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, pardon me, on this Thursday, it's brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They can help you out. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They have fast and flexible appointments, individualized care, not one size fits all.
You know, a lot of times you're not really aware of the fact you're not hearing things you should be hearing.
What?
So because of that... And that's what
I can't figure out what you're talking about.
If they can't hear what's going on, they usually go by sign language. and Gordy has a certain...
I have special sign language for you.
A certain language over here in the studio that continually amazes me. Go ahead.
All right. I was saying this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Really, check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Sarah and Jim will help you out. They helped John out, and they help me out every day. Fantastic hearing aids, and they really coach you through how to use them and how to take care of them.
Ask questions and a follow-up appointment and get some tips.
Yep, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
All right.
Just getting started on a Thursday morning. Coming back with more. I'm John and Gordy.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hold on. We're here, John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX 92.7.
It's 6:23. and bright sunshine this morning. It is a little hazy here and there. Temperatures today will climb into the mid-70s, maybe even hit 80 degrees.
That's what I'm thinking.
Are you thinking that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's unbearable out there. The dew points are very high, and it's not going to work out. We just found out that Brittany is still under the weather. You know, we're all under the weather, especially the weather that we're getting from Canada.
Right.
Damn, what the heck? Right?
The smoke.
I mean, what?
Smoke and the haze, yeah.
I don't remember a lot of forest fires in Canada previous to this. Last year we got it, but
we got a little bit of it last year, but it was really the year before.
The year before is the year that it really happened. Now it's happening up there, out in California, out in the west.
Yep. It is 6:23. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant, though, throughout Verlo's history, John.
You mean the bed frames? The adjustable bed frames?
I wasn't thinking of that, but maybe you're right. They're still direct-to-consumer. That's what I was going for. Direct-to-consumer, they provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east side and west side. Just go to verlo.com. We have a new feature on our Civic Media app.
Yeah.
And we tested this out yesterday. By the way, you can get that app. You can download it for free at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and just put it on your phone.
Did you manage to load this into your dash cam over there? Did you get it in there?
No, actually, I did not.
Okay.
But thank goodness. Dom does have it.
It's all at my expense. Go ahead. I mean, if you want to play it.
So, well, let me explain.
Story from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
So works.
Thank you, Troy, for testing that out for us, because you can go right to that app, and if you look on the WMDX part of that app, right, you just dial up WMDX. It's easy to do.
It's right in the center of the screen.
Right in the center of the screen. It says voice note. And so if you want to get a voice note right to us, you can do that. You just press the button and say whatever you want to say.
I feel bad, John, because I feel like they're just going to be out to get you the entire time with this voice. I have a feeling.
Yeah?
Well, I know.
Well, I think that's great.
I know this cut from Troy is going to be played over and over and over again.
You betcha, buddy. You got it.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah. A little bit later on, we will have our Scotty Summer Text Win Contest. That happens right after 7 o'clock. We'll let you know what the keyword of the day is, so stay tuned for that. And Jim Santel will join us in our next hour, Attorney at Law.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got legal questions for him. So that's all coming up.
Well, let's...
What do you got? You got anything?
Yeah. I just have a stack of stories for today. That's all.
All right.
We're going to get into Palantir, as I mentioned yesterday. We're going to have it all week. Another cut Friday, but we always feature the first story will be Palantir, explaining more and more about Palantir as we all kind of adjust to the idea that big government, is watching over our shoulder. Yeah. At all times.
And they're going to, the data is now theirs. Then they can cross-check it with this.
That's right.
How do you pronounce
it? Palantir.
Palantir, yeah. That's Peter Thiel, right?
Yeah, Peter Thiel.
Yeah, boy. Project 2025.
And Elon put Peter Thiel in charge of this. That's why they went into each of the agencies and looked at the PI, personal information, that they had, and they put their software in order to connect all of the departments into one where they could just access all information from other departments and compare data.
Yeah.
And no more about you and me or buying habits, TV shows we watch.
Well, your tax forms, all your personal healthcare. Yeah.
We thought healthcare was kind of a protected, personal thing.
Yeah. No, not anymore.
HIPAA.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I think everybody kind of forgot about that.
Right out the window.
So right now, we're being surveilled.
Mm.
And a lot of people are having a problem with that, including the MAGAs.
Yes, really?
So now maybe we know more about them. And, kind of the funny thing that occurred to me was when we have a Democrat mm-hmm. in the White House,
right?
Maybe even Democrats in the Senate, in the House, we're going to have all of the ability to surveil all the megas out there and keep track of them and see what militia they're sure. forming at the time.
Yeah, the military, isn't it? Militia.
I hate to bring it up to the megas that this is going to be weaponized in a way you guys could not have imagined.
Well, yeah. You know, of course, they would say they're not going to get a Democrat in the White House ever again.
Oh, yeah. So. Sure. That'll happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, guys. You know, just play like that if you want. But, we're gearing up. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to go after you and put you in those FEMA camps that you were so afraid of a while back.
The FEMA camps.
Yeah.
Oh, the boy.
FEMA camps.
Okay. Wow.
I'm just warning them. That's all. They didn't give us a warning.
No.
I'm just
You're
saying,
giving
I'm
them
just
a heads
putting
up.
It out
How
there.
How kind of you to do that.
Well, that's because.
Mr. Nice Guy.
That's the way we pro-democracy people are.
Okay.
We give them a heads up, a starting chance.
Yes. Coming up, we'll check in with the Midwest Farm Report in just a couple of minutes here. Phone lines are open. You can get in on all the fun. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, if I could just talk. You can find out the latest about WMDX and what's going on, not only behind the scenes, but around Madison. Go to WMDXradio.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's kind of cool. All kinds of things in there, including how you can vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison. Yeah, that's in there too. Go to WMDXradio.com.
Yes. You gotta help us out. Oh my God, thanks. Please help.
Right around the corner, Idiocracy. John and Gordy in the morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Real dumb.
Dumb, always dumb.
And that's what we have Idiocracy for each and every morning right here. Mm-hmm. I'm John Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7, and on your Civic Media app as well. And then text us, or now you can, I'm going to have to get the...
Voice note.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how it works. People are using it all the time. I just have not familiarized myself with what to call it. It's a voice note. Makes sense.
You push the button.
That's what it is.
You speak into the phone. Yes. It comes right into our studios.
All right, Graham.
Sorry for Mount Hora. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Well, I'm not going to now. That's a challenge.
See? See how easy it is? You, dear listener, can do that right now with your Civic Media app on your phone. Just say whatever you want to say.
You set me up with Troy. You know, Troy is ready to do that for you.
Troy, big thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you. All right, why don't we get... do you have something? Do you want to bring some? Okay.
Go ahead.
Get straight into Idiocracy here.
By the way, I know what I was going to mention.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Slecker not joining us today, right?
What?
I said Dr. Tim Slecker is not joining us today.
Is not joining us today.
Right?
Yes.
Normally he would be in this
time slot. Yes, he would be right here. But
on a usual Thursday.
He's in the process of moving to
a different state.
He's got a new job.
Yeah.
And
so he
he'll tell us more about it when he has everything firmed up, I guess. I don't know.
He'll be here next week.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I've been accumulating a lot of stories for him.
I know.
But we'll probably have to toss him up with newer stories as the administration destroys education in this country and tries to take over all our colleges with conservative mega thought.
Okay.
Can't wait for that. All right. CNN's senior data analyst, Harry Anton, broke down Donald Trump's presidency. And it's a remarkable failure. Big surprise, surprise. So why don't we listen to this? This is CNN and Trump, his failures.
Yeah, you know, Kate, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, so I know what losing feels like. And I will tell you that the courts have halted Trump's admin agenda a huge number of times. What are we talking about? We're talking about at least 181 times that they have temporarily, at least temporarily, halted Trump's agenda. That is a huge number. To give you that in percentage terms, in over 50% of the cases that are presented to courts, the Trump administration agenda has been halted, at least temporarily. So Donald Trump, you know, tries to do these actions with his administration, but the courts have been saying, hold on, wait a minute here. And they have said that at least 181 times so far in just the first few months of this administration.
Quite a number. On tariffs, some of the latest is this moniker that Wall Street has, we're learning, that's being thrown around on Wall Street, which is TACO, an acronym for Trump Always Chickens Out.
Yeah.
You have numbers on that.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things, you know, you hear these things going on, you say, okay, is this actually entering the mainstream culture? And we can see this right here in Google searches. The top term that was Googled with Donald Trump on Thursday was... It was taco. Indeed, get this. The terms Trump and taco Googled together up through the roof. Get this. 9,900% increase on Thursday versus Tuesday. So if you are wondering whether or not this Trump Always Chickens Out and the acronym taco actually has entered the mainstream, well, Google gives it away. It 100% has. And this to me is quite troubling for Donald Trump because obviously he trades on his name. He trades on the idea that he does what he says. And if all of a sudden you're associating Trump Always Chickens Out with Donald Trump, well, that is no bueno.
So one of the things that you hear from the president and his allies is what's being blocked. What he's doing is exactly what he promised on the campaign trail and exactly he says what Americans voted for and put him in the White House again to do. How do you relate? How does it relate? And what are you seeing in terms of how Americans feel about the president and campaign promises?
Right, exactly right. You know, if the courts are, if the injunctions are being put in by courts, if all of a sudden he's always chickening out when it comes to his, you know, tariffs, then all of a sudden Donald Trump can't actually do what he promised to do. And that, of course, is Donald Trump's bread and butter. And, you know, even before the TACO acronym came into effect, our CNN poll asked, good at keeping campaign promises. Look at this. Just 48% of Americans said that Donald Trump was good at keeping campaign promises. Joe Biden's number in April of 2021 was actually higher than that.
Yeah.
Actually higher than that at 59%. Now, obviously, that Biden number would go down during his administration. But if you compare where Donald Trump is right now in his presidency to where Joe Biden was in his presidency, Donald Trump's trademark is keeping campaign promises. And less than 50% of Americans say he's doing a good job. And north of 50% of Americans saying he's doing a bad job on the thing that should be a hallmark for Donald Trump. And he is failing at that in the minds of the American public right now, Kate.
This is an interesting baseline to keep. As you said, his you know, ended up obviously falling. And to see where it goes from this baseline of campaign promises is very interesting, Harry. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
Well, thank you, Harry. It's very nice of you to set that up for us.
High five.
Because I have a few cuts here, the taco cuts. Well,
and, so that was from CNN.
Yeah. We'll skip cut 59 because that's just a copy of part of what we just listened to.
Okay.
But I do want to play this. This is the ad. This is the ad for the Mar-a-Lago Trump Taco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gosh. There's the whole new chain of restaurants in Florida. I
didn't know that.
And that's cut 43. So if we just listen to cut 43, it's the new ad from the Trump Taco restaurant.
Check it out.
All right. Introducing the all new Chicken Trump Taco. Only at Mar-a-Lago Taco, where we serve bold flavor, not bold policy. Stuffed with flip-flop chicken, guilt-free inflation sauce, and a sprinkle of broken promises. This taco's got less backbone than a trade war tweet. They said I'd be tough on China. I said, how spicy is the taco? The only thing this chicken taco dodges harder than tariffs is accountability. The Chicken Trump Taco, cowardly, never tasted so crispy. now with 0% integrity and 100% cluck.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the old chicken dance.
The chicken dance.
It is the best application of the chicken dance I've ever seen. So
you don't do the chicken dance at weddings.
No.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah, not even at the company parties
company
either,
parties,
like
no.
You do.
Not, hey, it brings everybody together. Come on.
No, it doesn't. It makes everybody embarrassed.
I can't wait to see that. We're going to put that on social media.
Absolutely.
Of course we are.
Happy to do that.
Now we got a chicken song here.
Do we?
Yeah. So
really?
Why don't we just play a little segment of this is cut 51, all right?
Okay.
No, wait.
What?
61.
Trump always chickens out. Big Talk Friday. Sunday he's full of doubt. He threatens the world, then cries at the row. Let's go tackle. Making Wall Street laugh and shout.
There you go. Let's go taco. Let's go taco.
Go taco. Yeah, that one's going to be around for a while.
There goes his brand.
The taco.
What can you do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK is the way to get to us, or just use the easy way, the Civic Media app. You can download it for free.
You can.
The Apple or Google Play Store. Check it out. Go to the WMDX portion of that, and then you can push the voice note button, get right to the point, and send us more voice notes.
All right, yes.
Record your voice and put it right on the air.
We love hearing your voices.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this program is all about. We play a lot of voices, including, by the way, what I call web wisdoms.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, these are people on the web saying really cool stuff, which I have checked out, by the way, just to make sure they're accurate.
Okay.
But in this case, I know this person is very accurate. I don't have a name for this person. Sometimes, you know, they're in TikTok. They don't provide a lot of names or information.
But these are just random comments by ordinary people.
Ordinary people fed up.
On the internet.
Yes. And this one is, I don't care about your religion. That's what I call it. So let's check out Cut 55. And this is, I don't care about your religion. We all feel pretty much the same way as this person. Listen.
These comments might be strong, but it's how I genuinely feel. I don't care that you're a Christian. I don't care what the Bible says. Like, I feel like it's a clown show, like sitting here trying to decipher what your little mythical book has to say about these very real political issues, right? I don't care if you're Christian. In fact, I will fight for you to have your religious liberty and practice your Christianity. I believe in that. I don't believe in Christianity, which means that you do not get to dictate the way I live my life based on your religion. I don't care what the Bible says. You have every right in the world. All those women who identify with your religion have every right in the world to not get an abortion, to not take birth control.
Yep.
But they do not have the right to dictate my life.
Right.
And what I decide to do with my body. I don't care about your goddamn religion. I'm so tired of having nonstop conversations about what the Bible says. You live your life in the way that you interpret the Bible. Again, I don't care. But you don't get to take the Bible and tell me, well, the Bible says this in this chapter and this verse. I don't care. I don't care. I don't believe in it. And I have the right, based on our Constitution, to not believe in it.
There you go. Boy, I can tell you that I have pretty much sounded like that to my mega friend in Milwaukee who is a born-again Christian. I just don't care.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. He picks and chooses what he wants. He's a cafeteria Catholic.
Mm.
And he's denounced the Pope, by the way.
Really?
So born-again, former Catholic.
Mm.
And he just keeps throwing these Bible verses at me like, you know, yeah, maybe, you know, you should just kind of follow some of what Jesus said.
Okay.
If you care about Jesus anymore.
Does he have a Trump Bible? You know?
Well, I would assume, yeah.
Extra stuff.
Well,
it
costs a little bit too much money for him.
What were they, 50 bucks?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the megas, they don't have 50 bucks rolling around in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now we have, sometimes they lie so blatantly that it's just so obvious that I have to play this.
Yeah.
It's White House Budget Director Russell Vogt.
Oh boy.
And he's denying that they're carrying out their agenda, Project 2025. even though Dana Bash is saying, you know, you're really doing that, you know. Oh, no. You know, it's so blatantly a lie that I just have to play it for you. It's just jaw-dropping. Let's go. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Cut 60. It's on the list, I think, right?
Check it out here. All right. Do you have it, Doc?
I don't have it. Okay. I might have it, but I'm just...
It's just cut 60.
60.
6-0. No?
Now we got it. All right.
One of the things that you have become known for is that you were one of the architects of Project 2025. And one of the things that was noteworthy during the campaign was that President Trump really distanced himself. He said he doesn't know anything about it. It's not something that he had any knowledge of. But obviously you did, and you're now there. And I just want to show our viewers just some of what was on your checklist. A lot of them have been checked off from Project 2025. There are others that are kind of in the pipeline, including ending funding for PBS, NPR, and many other things. Is it fair to say that what you are doing now is, in part, enacting this very document that you and your colleagues worked very hard on, Project 2020.
We'll have to play the rest of that cut.
All right. Yeah.
After the break here, it is
just
6.
Put it on pause and we'll get back.
We'll get back to that and more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Introducing the all new Chicken Trump Taco.
Let's go tackle. Trump always chickens out.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's 6:52.
Remember how hot this song was?
Oh, I know. Classical Gas.
Oh, I know.
Mason Williams. Great stuff. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. And currently we're at 55 degrees. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Jim and Sarah will help you out there if you have hearing problems. You can stop in 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, or check out their excellent website. They offer passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're family owned, and their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing, and they know all about it. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can start out with an initial hearing test there and set up an appointment, too. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. And we've been counting down Project 2025 here in the program for a long, long time. And we know when Project 2025 is taking effect. And they have executed almost the entire list. There's just a few left that they want to take care of, you know, laggers, but they're getting to them. Getting to them. But anyway, Dana Bash was grilling the guy who wrote Project 2025, and that is House Budget Director Russell Vogt. And of course, he's going to deny it. But I just thought the denial is so obvious, so ridiculous, that it's obviously he's lying. So let's continue the cut that we were playing in the last segment. Let's go.
Is it fair to say that what you are doing now is, in part, enacting this very document that you and your colleagues worked very hard on, Project 2025?
No, of course not. The only people that are delusional about whether the president is the architect, the visionary, the originator of his own agenda that he was very public about throughout the campaign, in which you are seeing him in rapid fashion go through and accomplish, are his adversaries. And I think it's one of the reasons why you had to have the last segment with the leader of the Democrats, who are in such a disarray, because instead of talking about the real issues of the forgotten men and women, they're coming up with these fake news stories.
I'm not suggesting that he's not in charge. I'm just saying that now it's pretty clear that what he wants to do and what you planned are dovetailing.
Yes.
I think the president was very clear with his agenda, and he is going forward with that agenda, he has been at the helm and the originator of all of these ideas.
Okay, last question. Other recommendations from Project 2025, eliminating the Fed, privatizing Fannie and Freddie, banning medication abortion, are those still on the agenda?
What's on the agenda is what the president has put on the agenda, most of which he ran on.
It's not an answer.
And you will continue to see the things that he's interested in doing, and those people like me will be executing that vision.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director.
Okay.
It's all his plan. It's not my plan.
Now, we supposedly heard all of this during the campaign rallies. I don't remember a lot of that at all. And I think, you know, if this truly was his agenda, where's the agenda taking care of the heavy batteries on boats and the fear of sharks? Where's that part of Project 2025 if he's written the whole damn thing? You know, he is so devoid of any knowledge of exactly what he's signed into place, all of the agenda items that the Heritage Foundation came up with, and yet we're expected to believe that he came up with every one of those ideas. My ass.
Okay. Well, and we found out the other day he doesn't read the intelligence reports.
No.
The daily briefings from the intelligence community doesn't pay any attention to that. Right. They have to put it on a little video cartoon for him to get his attention. It's ridiculous.
It is really ridiculous. Yeah. All right, so we got time here. We're going to get to Pete Buttigieg now.
Okay.
And he's talking about the big bad bill, so let's listen to Cut 47 here. Pete Buttigieg.
Okay. Bad bill.
I could ask a long wind-up question, but I might as well just let you cook on the big, beautiful bill and what you make of it.
It has something for every part of the American political spectrum to hate. So for conservatives, there's the fact that it explodes the deficit and the debt even more.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I take seriously from the conservative perspective is the idea that we have to be more responsible about the debt, especially as it's, you know, once you cross that 100% debt to GDP ratio and you add to it, especially because part of why we've been able to get away with that much debt is the rock solid reputation for political and economic stability that the U.S. has enjoyed. Obviously, that's got some holes in it. So not a great time to be adding trillions to the debt. So I think conservatives can see how disturbing that is. Meanwhile, most Americans and definitely most liberals don't love the tax cuts for the rich that are in there, which is part of why there is such a big debt and deficit. And then you got something that is especially disturbing to liberals. But again, I think the whole country gets, at least most of the country gets, which is that kicking 8 million Americans off of health insurance on purpose is a bad idea. It's wrong, and it's going to make America less healthy. And it doesn't make any sense, especially when we know that the reason that they're doing it is partly to fund these tax cuts for the wealthiest. So, you know, this is not incredibly complicated, even though a budget bill can fundamentally be very complicated. The facts here are simple. The fact is cutting taxes for the wealthy, destroying health insurance for millions of Americans, and adding to the debt while you're at it is bad policy. And I think it's bad politics, but it's up to those of us who stand in opposition to make sure there's actually a political penalty for getting on board with this sort of
thing. So there you go.
That's it.
And that's a great explanation.
It's bad bill.
Really bottom lined it.
And now they're going to fight about it. And it's in the Senate, and they'll try to make some changes and see if they can pass it.
Well, they're going to pass it, no doubt about that. They're going to accept a few give and takes, and that'll be about it. But they made their stand. Oh, we're going to remember all the people that they made their stand.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a late story here that just happened about an hour ago. 20 city buses in Philly. 20 city buses are on fire in Philly.
Yes. And they had some video of that, and it's amazing.
It really is.
And
really is.
We'll be watching that as we go along here today. 6:59. When we come back, we'll reveal the keyword in our Wisconsin Scotty Summer Text to Win contest and attorney Jim Santel in our next hour on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.